This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm thrilled that you've decided to spend the next hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas to make mealtime and eating fun and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show for you today, so grab your pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. I'm really excited to introduce my guest, Carol Whitaker. Carol is the author of the acclaimed book, Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams. As a sought-out holistic lifestyle fitness coach, media expert, motivational speaker, and mentor, Carol dedicates herself to empowering women around the world to love and believe in themselves fully, and she's well known for the amazing transformations she creates in her clients' lives. Carol believes that we all have the innate power within us to become anything we set our minds to, and she knows this firsthand, just exactly what it feels like to have self-doubt. Living her fundamental principles, she's transformed herself from chronically ill to thriving. Carol is an ongoing featured expert on national media and online websites. And I'm really excited to have this opportunity to spend some time with Carol and learn more about her personal journey and the secrets to living life, the living the life of your dreams. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here.
I'm really excited about this conversation, and I know we have a lot of philosophies and things in common, and I'm really excited to hear more about your journey and all the things that you do. And I'd like to start our conversation with asking you to give us a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a holistic lifestyle coach.
Sure, I'll be happy to answer that. Well, my background is, as you mentioned in my intro, I was ill when I was a child. When I was 13, I had rheumatic fever, and then from there I got Epstein-Barr and chronic fatigue syndrome and so forth. And my health was very tender when I was young, in the early, late teens, early 20s. When I was a young mother, I decided, you know what, I don't want to live this way anymore. I want to take my life into my own hands and my health into my own hands. And so I actually transformed my life by turning to God and really tapping into my inner power and my inner strength and using the power of my mind to transform my body and the way I looked at food and the way I looked at exercise and the way I looked at myself to become highly empowered. And when I did that, my world transformed. And that's how I came to be where I am today. And being a holistic life coach is, holistic means wholeness. So what I do is I teach my clients, and those that read my book and so forth also have these principles laid out for them in writing, but I teach them how to balance the body, mind, and spirit to become whole and complete so you truly can transform your life and live the life and create the life and body of your dreams.
So, you know, how did you even know where to start? I mean, I can't imagine, you know, for most people being diagnosed with, you know, all of those things in your teens and going into your early 20s. How did you even know where to start?
Well, what I did, my sweet mother, she's my angelic mother, I'll tell you. She was the one that actually steered me in the right direction. She started to give me big into the health world as far as nutrition, eating healthy, and doing supplementation. And so I started, when I first started with her, or excuse me, with my recovery process, and leaving the doctor's antibiotics. I was on antibiotics for 6 years and it destroyed my immune system. So I realized at that time, when my body had an acute reaction to the penicillin I was taking, I'm like, you know what? I think I need to take a holistic approach to my healing because this isn't working. And my sweet mother was so big into supplementation and so forth that she really delved into it to figure out how to help me. She took me to holistic healers and nutritionists and so forth. And what happened is my body started to respond positively. And when I started to feel this beautiful, like, self-renewal within, and I had a little more energy and I wasn't so sick all the time, like, wait a minute, there's something to this. And that's when I personally delved into it myself and studied the power of food and the power of eating healthy and the power of supplementation. Because what we feed our body is fuel, and it all has energy, and my energy of my physical self was low. So when I put in the higher foods, the whole foods, then my body started to increase both physically and at a cellular level. And emotionally, everything just started to rise, and that's when I started my beautiful journey of transformation.
Well, and one thing that when I'm talking to people, I always really try to encourage them to do is listen to their body, and it sounds like you did that. You knew the traditional approach you were taking wasn't working well, and then you
Correct.
Started to make some shifts, and then you saw getting more energy and feeling better and knew you were on to something.
Oh, yes. In fact, I recall vividly, I would lay in bed, and I always loved exercise. I mean, before I got sick, I would do aerobics all the time. I was like an aerobic queen. But when I got ill, I couldn't work out anymore. So I used to lay in bed and look at fitness magazines, and I'd look at all these fitness physiques and think, oh, I wish that was my body. And I'd turn the page, oh, wow, I really wish that was my body. But as I started getting that energy and started changing my mindset and started seeing my body as well and started thinking about, you know what? I can accomplish what I want to set my mind to. I can do this. Let's go. And I started treating my body like it was my best friend. And that communication process developed so acutely that I could tell exactly what my body wanted, exactly what it didn't want, and how to achieve that which I want to accomplish. And when I did that, everything started to fall into place. And before I knew it, my physique was leaner and more in shape than the magazines that I was looking at. And so it just goes to prove that what you set your mind to, you really can accomplish. And you can become healthier and have more energy and be more vibrant and be happier. Because when you feel good, life is good. And that starts with the power of the mind and connecting with that inner power within yourself to ignite that. And then naturally start to crave healthier foods because you're in a higher vibration and like attracts like and energy. So it's really a beautiful process once you embrace it.
So what do you think caused the shift in the way you were thinking? You said you changed your mindset because I talk to, you know, a lot of people, and I'm sure you do too, that have a lot of health challenges and they're not feeling well, they don't have energy, they're just, they've got a lot of things going on, and they just focus on, you know, what they don't have, and you really took it to the other way and saying, okay, I know I don't have this, but I really want it. This is what I'm going to focus on. And then the shift started. But a lot of people don't
That's
do
exactly
that.
That's exactly right.
What do you suggest to get people to shift?
The shift is, I'm so grateful that you brought that up, because shifting is huge. You cannot transform any aspect about yourself until you shift the way you think and the way you see yourself. So before I started, I would see myself as always being sick and, oh, yeah, I have chronic fatigue, I can't do this or that, or I can't do that, or, yeah, I had to stay in bed today. And granted, I did, but I was focused on I was sick. But when I let go and I sat there, I think, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this? There's a silver lining in all life experiences. And when I realized that it was a time in my life that really caused me to self-reflect, to love and accept myself for who I was fully, just the way I was, then what happened is my subconscious mind shifted to that of, oh, okay, so this is actually a good thing. It's going to help us become empowered and to get on the right path, because the sick path, we don't like it. This isn't working for us. And so as I did that and I let go of limiting beliefs I had about myself and about my health and my wellness, that's when the shift took place, and that's when my transformation began, because I wasn't hanging on to, you know, I'm sick. And granted, what I have, the Epstein-Barr and so forth, they're lifelong viruses. They come and go. You know, when you get tired or stressed, they pop up again. But rather than focusing on that, I'm like, nope, life is good, and I love my body. And slowly but surely, that mindset changed my physical essence in such a way that people come up to me like, Carol, what are you doing? You're so much different. What's going on? And that's how my whole world of coaching even began, because people started coming to me for help and coming for me for advice. And then before you know it, I was a fitness model and I was all over the place doing magazine shoots and so forth. And it was really exciting time in my life to realize the power of the mind, the power of self-love and acceptance, and believing in my ability to achieve, it literally just took my life to the next level. And my entire family, my children and my husband now live the same way I do. And it's just so gratifying and rewarding to see those that I love and those that I coach and those that I speak to when I do motivational speaking and so forth, how much their lives truly transform when they embrace what I teach.
I love that, and I really love, and I'm the mindset, the mind-shifting piece. Because I know this week I've had a couple of conversations with people, and it wasn't necessarily on health and wellness, but it's really on some things they were thinking about. And people tend to look at what they don't have, where they aren't, versus focusing on where they want to be. And they really,
right.
it causes them to make decisions and take actions that really aren't going to get them where they want to be. But once they make that shift, like just like you've proven, so much is possible.
Oh, yeah. In fact, when we focus on what we don't want, our emotions create our actions, and our actions create our results. So if you think about that and you take yourself out of your own bubble, so to speak, so step back and look at your life and think, okay, what aspects of my life aren't really that rosy and exactly the way I want them, or full of bliss and happiness and success? Those are the areas where you have limiting self-doubt. Those are the areas that, for every reason, you don't believe that you can be successful in that area, or you're deserving or worthy to have what your heart truly desires. But when you take that mental shift and you think, you know, it doesn't matter if I was raised this way or that way. It doesn't matter if this happened to me or this happened to me. We all have our stuff. We all have our past mistakes. But all those mistakes actually are beautiful little guidelines in disguise, helping us to get on the path that will enable us to be happy and healthy and joyful and abundant. And when you realize that, then you're able to let go and make that mind shift and realize, yeah, so life isn't perfect. So what? It's part of being human. It's all great. And then you're able to tap into that beautiful power within that each one of us have. We're all magnificent. And when you tap into that, it's like, oh, life is awesome. And then that's when rainbows start to come out where before there were just stormy skies. It's all about perception, how you see yourself and see the world around you. And the world around you is always a mirror of your belief system. So what you don't like, that's a little signal saying you need to change this belief system and let go and change your perspective if you want to have beautiful sunshine rather than, you know, stormy skies and rain and so forth that cause your turmoil within to think, oh, I'm agitated with my life right now. Those are just the areas to let you know what, this is where you need to shift.
Mm-hmm. I like the visual of the mirror being a reflection and really kind of showing you where you are. And I think it also shows you actually what is possible. And I love the comment you made just a few minutes ago about saying, okay, what is this lesson that I'm supposed to learn? What is, you know, what's happening to me supposed to be teaching me? Because I think that's a really powerful mm-hmm. question. If instead of looking at what's not working and why things aren't going the way you want or why you aren't healthy, it's saying, okay, what am I supposed to learn? Because if we know that if we don't learn it the first time, it's going to hit us even harder and continue until we learn that lesson.
Yes, you're exactly right. I'm so happy you said that. It's really true, and people don't understand that. A lot of people say only the lucky ones have this, that, or the other. In reality, no, whatever life lesson that you keep attracting to you, you need to stop and say, okay, what's going on? What do I need to learn? And once you learn that beautiful life lesson that's needed to take you to the next level of your life, then that experience fades away.
I love that. We need to take a real quick break. And when we come back, I want to continue this conversation. And I've got a couple more questions I'd love to ask you just about what you did and how healthy eating actually played into you getting healthier. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
At LifeScape, we believe in a proactive approach to your health, or whole health, which is why we created the LifeScape Online Health Store. Browse our store for the best physician-recommended nutrition, skincare, and health-related products to fit any lifestyle and budget. Have your order shipped directly to your home or pick it up at our Scottsdale office. Our goal is to provide the most trusted products to enhance your health and beauty regimen. Visit LifeScapePremier.com/store today. LifeScape, whole health for a whole life.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carol Whitaker, and we're having a conversation about going from health challenges to really getting healthy and how your mindset plays such an important part in that. And Carol's got so much to share with us today. But before we go into that a little bit more, I love to ask my guests, what motivates them to live healthy and to share messages about healthy living with others? So, Carol, I'd like to ask you, what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live healthier and share that with others?
Well, my big why is because I love being healthy and happy. In fact, really, that's why we're all here, right? We're here to live happy lives, not just to endure. And my big why is how I started my journey is because I wanted to come to truly know who I was at a very deep level. So many people, when I say, so tell me about yourself, they tell me about their vocation, they'll tell me about their wife or mother or father, whatever it is. But truly what I'm asking is, tell me who you are inside. Tell me that beautiful essence within you. And when I started transforming my life and I realized just how powerful we are, our own individual creativity, I had to share that with the world. I had to share that with the women all over who are going through the same thing I went through, the self-doubt, the not feeling well. And when you don't feel well physically, emotionally you don't feel well. And it brings about some sad feelings inside and some contention within that it's just not necessary, and it's not a rewarding way to live. And so my big why is to help literally empower women to step into their power to live incredibly extraordinary lives, to fulfill all their heart's desires, both physically and in their material world.
That's good. That's really a great passion. And I believe that if women really listen to, you know, what's available and look around, abilities are, it can totally shift who they are and what's possible.
Yes, and anything we long for, we truly, truly think, oh, I wish this was my life. Well, guess what? It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to align with that, and you do that with your thoughts and believing that all things are possible and then taking focused action to achieve it. So anything you long for is meant for you, and when you realize that, it's like, oh, life really is good then. Huh, okay, well, what do I want to accomplish? And that sets like a little fire underneath you to really take off and shoot rockets of desire to create that which you truly want to create.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned before the break that because of what you've done, your husband and your children have shifted what they're doing. And I think what people don't realize is a change that we make can impact up to 6 generations going forward, which is a big deal. You know, what kind of were there any challenges with your family in shifting the way they were eating or what they were doing?
Well, not really, actually. So this is how I do it with my family. And people, even people that live around me, they'll ask my children, so how does your mom teach you? What do you do? Because my kids are such healthy eaters. And they exercise, just like I do, and my husband does as well. When I first started, and I still do this today because I eat much cleaner than my family does, but they still eat very healthy. But I'm not a carb eater. I don't eat milk. Don't eat dairy. Excuse me. I don't eat wheat, gluten. And so I'm very much high protein and high fat and low carbs. And so when I make meals, I make my food. I always have a salad made. I always have fresh meat, grilled meat or whatever it might be, or eggs or something. I always have my protein source. And then they just watch me. So how I taught them, I teach them vocally, say, oh, this is healthy, oh, this isn't so healthy type thing. But rather than saying you can't have this, you can't have that, deprivation doesn't work with the subconscious mind. Anything you say you can't have, you want more of. So how I teach my clients and how I teach my family or taught my family is, yeah, you can have, you can enjoy life. You can enjoy treats and snacks, but you want to have most of your meals healthy whole foods. And so I did it by example. I always have my veggies and my protein, and I eat really, really clean. And my kids see how happy I am. They see me having energy to exercise every morning. They see me being just really full of life, and that is a beautiful little ripple effect into my family. And my kids all do the same thing. They're not sugaraholics. They don't like junk food. They don't like fast food. And it's not because I tell them they can't have it. It's because we just don't eat that way. And so their body has adjusted to the high nutrition. And so when they do eat stuff, they go to their friend's house, for example, if they bring home pizza or their family, you know, they go out for hamburgers with their friends, they don't feel good. And so they realize, nope, I don't like to eat that way. And my cute son, he's only 13, my youngest, and he won't even eat that way. He doesn't even eat sugar, rarely. His sugar he gets for, like, Christmas and so forth or Halloween, he only eats part of it. So is my daughter. And I am my oldest son. So it's such a beautiful expression of how happy life really is when you eat healthy and how your whole family can jump on board without making strict rules, but just living it by example.
Absolutely. And, you know, kids, and this is a reminder that for parents, that kids usually don't listen to what you say, but they watch what you do. I talk to parents and they'll say, my kids won't eat vegetables. I say, okay, well, just, you know, talk about a meal. What do you do? And it's, well, I don't like vegetables, but so don't expect them to eat them if you don't eat them.
You've got to
model it. Because they certainly pay attention to that. And I loved the fact that your children, even at a young age, are learning to listen to their body, because you say they'll eat something and they'll realize they don't feel as good. So that's, to be honest, if more people would pay attention to how they feel after they eat a meal, they would make a lot more shifts in the choices that they're making without anyone having to tell them anything.
That's exactly right. In fact, our bodies are communicating with us 24/7. I mean, if I have a little bit of sugar, my head will hurt, my tummy will hurt, and I just don't feel good. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's like I drink some poison or something. And people say to me, why don't you eat sugar? I'm like, because my body doesn't like it. And they look at me like, what? They can't even comprehend what I'm saying, truly, because they don't understand how powerful it is when you learn to truly tap into your body and understand it. Then you will naturally be drawn and you'll want to eat what your body wants. And your body wants healthy whole foods. It doesn't want the processed garbage. It doesn't want the preservatives. It doesn't want the high carbs. It doesn't want the sugar and the sodium and all the stuff that makes it feel bogged down and lethargic. And if you're eating and you had to have antacid after you eat, well, there's your body screaming at you saying, this meal is not for us. Nope. So it's come to listen to that, and then it's naturally you'll want to start reaching for healthier foods because you feel better.
Well, and they also taste better. When you reduce the sugar and the sodium that you're eating, your taste buds start to shift. So the real food, the flavors, the herbs, the things that really have just more, they're really more satisfying. It just tastes so much better.
Yes, and your body, you feel lighter after, you feel energized, you feel renewed. I mean, it's a win-win. To choose to eat healthy is such a powerful way of living. And what you put into your body, you know the saying, you are what you eat? It is so true. You put garbage in your body, you're going to feel like garbage. You just will. You can't dance around that one. And if you put healthy whole foods, you do feel energized.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about, you know, and this is a simple analogy, but, you know, a lot of our cars take premium gas, and we wouldn't think of putting a regular gas in a car that requires premium. Yet in our bodies, we put regular food instead of things that really are much more healthy, much more natural, you know, that premium fuel. So why do we treat our cars better than we treat our bodies?
Oh, absolutely. People do that all the time. And their animals. They'll feed their animals better than they feed themselves. So I use that analogy a lot, actually. It's like having a race car and putting regular octane fuel. You're not going to get a high-performance race car. You're not going to have that beautiful roar of that engine like it's supposed to be working. Our bodies are no different. And what we eat is fuel. So you can put in poison into your body, or you can put in beautiful, powerful fuel to keep you going. And poison is just all the preservatives and all the garbage that's in our foods nowadays, which is very unfortunate that it's even allowed to be in our food. But it is. So it's, once again, we have that power to choose, and we have that power to say, you know what? I'm worth paying the extra money for the organic food. I'm worth, my family's worth it. I'm going to live a long, healthy life. And guaranteed, if you take care of your body now and you eat healthy whole foods and you have organic foods and lean meats that aren't full of fat and so forth, down the road, you may not see or feel the difference now, but 10, 20 years from now, I guarantee you're going to feel a huge difference. Your body will let you know, yeah, we have all this energy and we're going strong, or you can be stuck in a wheelchair or have different diseases that the horrible food plagues our body with. It's worth the investment to take care of you at a cellular level.
Absolutely. And you know, we do waste a lot of food, too. So I think if people just look at plan ahead and look at the waste, you know, while a few things may cost just a little bit more, I think overall and as you age and you're able to keep a healthy body, it's absolutely worth that investment. When you made the shift to eating healthier, how long did it take your body to really see a difference? Because I know one of the things people say is it takes too long or I don't have time. I don't believe it takes nearly as long as people think it does, but that goes to the mindset again. If they think it's going to take a long time, it will. But how long did it take you to start seeing a difference?
Oh, immediately. You mean with one meal, I felt a difference, literally. If you get to learn to understand your body and you eat a healthy meal, then listen, pay attention to how you feel. Do I have energy? Do I feel clear-minded? Do I feel happier? Do I feel lighter? And then what happens is when you become attentive to how you feel after you eat, you'll be, oh, my body enjoys this. And you'll start to feel and shift that mindset of, oh, yeah, I enjoy eating. A big, big, big part of eating clean is what it's called. We eat protein and fresh veggies and clean fats and complex carbohydrates is your body. Those are the fuels. Those are the building blocks your body needs, your cellular level. At a cellular level, you need to create new cells and to shed the fat stores and so forth. And when you come to understand that your body actually craves that and you change your mindset to thinking, you know, I get to have a delicious salad. I get to have grilled salmon. I get to have all these healthy foods and fresh fruit and fresh veggies. That's a gift. And when you look at eating as a gift, rather than, oh, I can't have this, I can't have that. So, for example, if I were to say, Janelle, don't think about a chocolate sundae with nuts on top and whipped cream and hot fudge. What do you think of? You
think
of a hot fudge sundae. Yes, exactly. So then your mind goes into overdrive, and I say, oh, Janelle, honey, sorry, but you can't ever have that again. I guarantee this entire day you'll start craving something sweet or you'll even want that hot fudge sundae. But if I tell you, you know what, sweetie? You are such a powerful woman, and you are so magnificent. You deserve the very best. And so guess what? I'm going to make you a delicious, wonderful salmon. I'm going to make you a wonderful spinach salad and all these wonderful toppings for your salad with fresh veggies and so forth and a balsamic oil, olive oil vinaigrette on top. And then you're going to think, and then you get steamed broccoli. All of a sudden, you start salivating for the healthier foods. In fact, if someone came up to you or to your listeners and said, you know what? I'm going to spoil you. I'll take you to any restaurant you would like to go to. I guarantee each one of us would say a high-end, classy restaurant that served wonderfully fresh food. And so that tells you right there, that's what you actually truly want. And those that are saying, oh, I don't have time, and time is emotion. And when you make time to love yourself and to care for yourself, I guarantee making a salad is just as fast as making some type of greasy, deep-fried whatever. It's no different. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of where your emotional state of mind is, and that becomes that priority.
Absolutely. And it's a lot in the positioning. We need to take another short break, but I'm going to challenge everyone who's listening to this conversation that, you know, after you eat a meal, stop and think, because I love those, you know, what you said, learn to really understand and identify how you're feeling. So after a meal, look at your energy level. Look at how clear-minded you are. Look at how, you know, happy you're feeling and your emotions. And if you just look at those three things after a meal, that will really shift the way people start to, you know, think about their health and think about what they're putting in their bodies. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to continue the conversation, Carol, but I want to talk about your book, Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. she's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carol Whitaker, and we're going to talk a little bit about her book, Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams. And if you missed us before the break, I want to make sure that you go back and listen to our conversation, because we talked about how you feel after you eat and how you can really take control of your health just by paying attention to your body. But Carol, I want to ask you, you wrote your book, Ridiculously Happy, to empower women to love themselves unconditionally and to let go of limiting self-sabotaging beliefs. How do those self-limiting beliefs affect how and what we eat? And what tips do you have for eliminating those negative beliefs?
Oh, that's a great question. Our limiting beliefs comes from our self-perception of ourselves, so our self-belief. Your self-worth, how you see yourself. So those that think, oh, you know what, I've always been overweight my whole life. I was overweight as a child. My parents always called me this or the other, and they always said, oh, honey, you might struggle with your weight, but that's okay. You're perfect the way you are, which you are perfect, absolutely. But that belief, that self-image you see of yourself as being overweight is what drives you to want to eat foods to make sure your body is an expression of your belief system. So when I refer to letting go of limiting beliefs, and that's just an analogy for the weight area, it comes with love, it's the same with relationships, money, all aspects of our life has the same principle applied. But when you change the way you think of yourself and your belief system you have of yourself, so basically it's like that blueprint of your life, that's when you're able to shift and to change to become that which you really want to be and to make a beautiful relationship with the food you eat. So if you have a self-image of thinking, you know what, I've always been overweight and this is just me, then that's a very low vibration. That's a low energy. And our bodies are attracted and crave foods that match the same energy frequency which we are within. And for those that don't understand energy, we're all subtle energy. That's why we can shock ourselves on a light switch. Well, our feelings have an energy frequency to it, and so does food. For example, processed food is dead energy. That's zero, basically. It's like down to the very bottom. And whole foods, like if you were to pick an organic apple off a tree, is a very, very, very high energy. So when you kind of change and shift that limiting belief about yourself and your body image and your self-worth and see yourself as, you know what, yeah, so what, I was overweight as a child in my teenage years. In my last 10 years, I've probably been a few little pounds overweight. That doesn't matter. I can let it go. And if you create this new self-image of yourself and see yourself exactly the way you want to be, then what happens is your subconscious mind goes into overdrive to attract and become that which you want to be, and that's what you believe you are. And then naturally you start having this beautiful relationship with food of thinking, oh, no, I'm a size X and I'm this size, at this weight, and it doesn't matter what it is, it's your ideal body weight. And then when you think that and believe that, then you'll start to be drawn to eating healthier foods. And that's why it's so important to let go of limiting beliefs and to love yourself unconditionally so you can become all that you desire to be. When you believe in yourself, anything's possible, including having the body that you desire and the physique you want.
So how do people start to shift those limiting beliefs? Because I know most, I won't say everyone, but they may, but I know a lot of people have those limiting beliefs. So how do you start to shift that energy? I mean, we listen so much to the people around us. You know, I catch it a lot with people
right.
in the words that they're using. You know, when they, instead of saying they're going to do something, they're going to try to do something. They really
That's
don't believe
exactly
that it's
right.
possible.
Yes.
How do you get people to shift listening and start to listen to their language and shift those beliefs?
Well, first they have to realize what's the fuel, what's the foundation of those beliefs. So it's very easy to say, okay, you know what, this happened to me and I don't want to address it. So you, in the subconscious mind, the back of your mind, you keep shoving all this emotional, like all garbage underneath this rug, so to speak. And the more you put it under there and put it under there, you just keep tripping over it, over and over and over. And so it doesn't matter if you say, yeah, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, I'm going to accomplish this. If your belief system is still that of, yeah, whatever, good luck with that, then basically you're just saying words. However, if you go into your mind and you're like, okay, what are my belief systems? What do I really believe about myself? Get a piece of paper and pencil. Write it out. Write down how you feel about yourself. Then when you see these limiting thoughts come down on the paper, think, okay, what stems these? Where do these beliefs come from? Is it from my conditioning, just from the world around me, my parents, my school teacher, my friends, my negative self-talk, I never felt good enough, I wasn't the popular one in school, whatever it might be, figure out what the source is. And once you realize the source, ah, then you can take out that emotional trash, so to speak. And once you realize that, then you write down the actual truth behind that. So if someone said, oh yeah, well you're not good in art, then you can grow up your whole life and think, oh, I'm not good at art. When in reality, you're very talented at art. And once you remove that obstacle of that limiting belief you have about yourself, that opens the mind to become free. And once you take out that trash, just like you take out the physical trash out of your home every day, it doesn't come back unless you invite that trash back. So cleaning out and releasing and letting go of limiting beliefs about yourself is the very beginning of any aspect of your life you want to improve. And what you take out, you need to replace. So here comes that beautiful self-worth and that beautiful self-belief that empowers you to become what you want to believe. So then you get another piece of paper and write down all the awesome attributes about yourself. And then write down your goals and write them in detail of what you want to accomplish. And when you do this, then your mind has a beautiful pathway, just like driving from New York to California. We all have a GPS. If you don't have a GPS, we have maps. We have a guideline to get from one destination to the next. Well, in our minds, we're no different. We have to know where we are now and where we want to go. And when you do that, then you're able to create this beautiful life plan to say, you know what? So what, I was this way. I'm going to become this by this date. Then the whole world, it's kind of like picking up goggles, dirty goggles, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, there really is blue sky. Ooh, there's flowers too, and ooh, the grass really is green. And you just see the life, your life in a new light, and it becomes vivid and alive, and that stirs your beautiful essence within to say, yeah, we've got this, let's go. And then you have that, you have the fortitude within and the desire and the willpower to accomplish that which you set your mind to.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation that we're having today, because each morning I start my day. I know a lot of people meditate. I've always been challenged with meditating, but what I do is I love to read something that's inspirational. And this morning I was reading on journaling, and the person said, don't worry about getting a beautiful journal and making it perfect. Just put down your thoughts, because when you do that, you get them out of your head and get all that self-talk out of your head instead of those, we all have those great conversations going on when we're talking to ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Get them out, because then you can really free yourself to take in new thoughts, to take in, you know, just new ideas and inspiration. The exercise you're talking about sounds very similar to something that I've done with people in the past, and it's an exercise on fear, because people say, I can't do that because it just, you know, all these things are going to happen. So when we go through it and say, okay, what do you think's really going to happen? And we talk through that, they write it down, and then we talk through that, and we realize, you know, the probability of those things actually happening are so minuscule, yet they built it up in their head that it's going to just sabotage everything. And when they shift that, it opens up so much space to just really just totally shift their behavior.
Oh, yeah. And what you remove energetically, you want to replace with powerful. So like you said, when you release the fear factors, and we all have underlying fears, that's why we have self-doubt. That's why we have anxiety. That's why we have stress. It's fear of failure, fear of not accomplishing something, fear of success. I mean, we all have our reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you release that and say, you know what? So what if I fall and skin my knee? I can jump back up, and I'm going to be stronger and wiser for that. And you replace that with, yeah, I'm amazing. I've got this. I'm filled with the power within that I need. I've got all I need. I'm a creator. Let's go. Then it's like, oh, all right. And then your imagination soars, your energy level soars, how you eat, how you speak, how you dress, the people you interact with. Everything around you will transform and be a beautiful mirror back to you once again, letting you know, yeah, you really have shifted. Here's the proof in the pudding. How people treat you, whether you're at the grocery store, the mall, or interacting with your coworkers, how they treat you is the energy they are feeling from you. So if you have self-respect and you love yourself and you literally shift the limiting beliefs to believe that I'm a powerful woman, I've got this, okay world, let's go, then what you're doing is you're letting go and letting God, as I like to refer to, and life, just the synchronicity and the joy start to come to you. And you, the world around you will reflect that newfound energy of self-love, respect, trust, and happiness. And it's a wonderful way to live.
Absolutely. It's so freeing. It really is.
Yes.
When you make that shift.
Yes, but you have to make the shift. Otherwise, all your little affirmations, when people say, oh, you do affirmations all the time, they don't work. Well, you're right, they don't work because your belief system does not match that which you are saying. For any affirmation or reality boards or AKA vision boards, and I refer to this all in my book, all of that can take place and be very powerful if you first come to love and believe in yourself fully first. If not, then you can say all day long, oh, yeah, I'm a millionaire, but you're sitting in front of the couch eating potato chips watching all your soap operas, right? It's never going to happen. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to make X amount of dollars by the year 2016, and I'm going to do this and this, then all of a sudden you have this drive. And then you take action to accomplish that. You start working harder, and the work you do is something you love. So when you think of work even, whether it's working out or working your job or whatever, that's a gift. It's fun to work. And if you think of life as a joy of creative powers that you have, and when it comes to food and exercise and thinking positively and loving yourself, that is all a beautiful, beautiful aspect of life, of creating your life by design rather than by default. And when you come to understand that, oh my goodness, the world's your oyster and you can create whatever you want. It's really powerful.
Absolutely. And your book sounds like a book that a lot of people should read. Again, the title is Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Body of Your Dreams. We need to take another quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about energy and how that attracts who we are. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carol Whitaker, and we're having a great conversation on just mindset, on healthy eating. And before the break, we were talking about her book, Ridiculously Happy, and it sounds like a book that everyone should read. I know I can't wait to read it. I want to ask you, Carol, I've heard you talk and say that everything is energy, including our thoughts and the food we eat. And then we talked a little bit about that, and it's such an interesting perspective. Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Well, of course. The food that we eat is a direct reflection of the energy that we are giving off and how we feel within. Remember how I said time is emotion and action is emotion? Well, it literally is that of how we feel. So when we're in an energy of thinking, oh, life is so hard, or I wish I wasn't so fat, or I wish I was better at this or that, or I wish I had a boyfriend, or I wish I had a husband, or whatever it might be, any of that limiting beliefs, that self-talk, that inner dialogue, is a really low vibration. Or if you're stressed about money, or you're stressed about this, that, the other, whatever that stress is underlying, it's a fear, and that's a low energy. And so what happens is we are drawn to food that has a similar energy. And also, food is a drug. Those that are compulsive eaters or addicted to binging or emotional eating, that's all a way to transform your physiology instantaneously, because when you eat the high sugars, the simple carbs, then automatically your endorphins go crazy, your insulin raises, and you have a little serotonin spark where you're like, okay, life is okay, life is good, and then it all comes crashing down. And so then it's the whole monotony of craving the sugar and having to eat more and more and more takes over. So when you have low self-worth and you don't truly have a high self-esteem, or you're constantly comparing yourself to somebody else, or you think, if only I was this way, then I would be more attractive or whatever, that negative energy will cause you to want to eat food to make sure you stay in that vibration, because that's where your vibration is. Your body is an expression, a manifestation of your belief system you have about you and of your emotional state. So, on the flip side, when you change that to, you know what, I love my life, and you wake up, and you, like what I teach my clients, wake up with an attitude of gratitude. Before before you even get out of bed, practice what I do. Lay in bed and focus on what you're grateful for. See yourself for all that you are, and see yourself having an amazing day and being successful in what you set out to do. And then what happens is you will naturally crave healthier, happier food, because you're happier. When I say happier food, it's food that makes you happy. And so when I, for example, if I sit down and I overeat and I have something that my body just doesn't like, I will feel lethargic, I won't want to move, and that's me when I realize, like, what have I just done? I'm like, oh, I got to shift my emotions. What am I stressed about? And that's an eye-opener, like a little red flag saying, excuse me, we need to change this. This is not working. We need to change your mental attitude. And when I do that, I think, okay, I'm back on this bandwagon. Here we go. I'm right on the right path. Then I will naturally stick to my clean diet. And it's not because I have to. It's because I want to. And that's all a vibration. So the more you come to love and value yourself, and you have that inner dialogue of, life is good, I believe in me, I can do whatever I set my mind to, then you will be drawn to the higher energy food. And it's a beautiful, your body will be a beautiful manifestation. Once again, it will start shedding the weight. You'll have more energy. You'll have more sparkle in your eyes. You'll have a brighter smile. Your skin, your hair, everything will start to improve when you start improving your diet. And you can't improve your diet fully unless you first improve your mental attitude about yourself and the world around you.
That's an interesting perspective, and it really got me thinking about, you know, so
if you're craving a certain type of food and you're, mm-hmm. say you're craving things that are all high sugar, it might be an opportunity or a message for someone to say, okay, what's going on? What are my thoughts? What am I thinking? What's going on yes. in my body that's causing me to crave that versus wanting the healthier food? So there's a lot of indications out there and around us about what we need to shift. The challenge is, are we aware of those messages, and then what do we do
right.
with them?
Yes, you have to. And that comes right back again to listening to your body. Your body's always communicating with you. In fact, if for those that know what kinesiology is, if you can do this with your family and friends, you can do it tonight. So if you stand stand up straight and put your right arm out, then have someone take two fingers and softly push down your arm, and you want to resist it. And when you feel, keep your arm strong, and they do it at first, like, hey, this is good. Well, then use the power of words to begin with. Say, my name is, and say your correct name. And then have someone test it. You'll be strong. If you say, my name is someone else, you'll lose your strength because your body's literally an instant manifestation of your belief system, if it's true or not. Then, if you were to say, okay, I love to eat healthy foods, then you'll be strong. And if you say, I'll try to eat healthy foods, the word try, that word alone has such a low vibration, automatically your arm will start to lose its strength. Then you can do it with food. If you don't understand how to communicate with your body, learn the process. Take an apple and put it against your tummy, your solar plexus, and have someone test your arm. You'll most likely be very strong if your body likes apples. Or then take a pound of sugar or a candy bar and put it against your body, and you'll lose your strength. So our body is a beautiful expression if you just come to communicate with us 24/7, if we come to learn to listen to it. And the more innately you begin to learn to listen to your body and treat it like it's your best friend, then your body will start to manifest that which your heart truly desires of being healthier. And if you want to shed some weight or if you want to gain weight, whatever it might be you want to be your ideal body weight, you will start to work towards that just by being in power of your limiting beliefs, getting out of the way, and taking hold of having a positive mindset about yourself.
Interesting. What, you know, you've worked with a lot of different people to help them improve their health. What are, you know, maybe one or two of the biggest challenges that people have had when they start to make this shift? And then on the flip side, what's been like the biggest transformation that shit happens once they get it?
Okay, the first thing that's the hardest to shift is their self-image. So I had one client, for example, she came to me, she's like, their emotional baggage. I've been to a personal trainer in Beverly Hills for 2 years, and my weight would not budge. I followed his program to a T, and he was like dumbfounded. And I said, okay, well, tell me about yourself. And I started to learn about her, I realized, and she came to let me know, that she's had a really, really hard life. And when I was able to help her shift those limiting beliefs and release them, then she was able to step into her power, and guess what? Her world started to transform, and her body just started melting off the weight. In fact, when she came to me, she was a sugaraholic, literally. She craved sugar. Sugar is one chemical off of cocaine. That's why it's so addictive, and your body craves it because it gives you a natural high for a moment, and then it comes crashing down again, as we spoke before. But as she changed her self-image and started to literally live the principles she was learning from me throughout her coaching process, her body, the sugar cravings just vanished. And she was so in awe, and she had more energy, and she lost the weight she wanted and let it go. And when she did that, she's like, oh, my goodness, Carol, this is so weird. I'm used to having candy all around me, and now I look at it, it's like it doesn't even look appetizing. And I said, of course not, because you're not in that vibration. She was in absolute awe. So there's another way you can get rid of having sugar cravings and so forth, is to change your self-respect and your self-image. And once you do that, then everything starts falling into place. And my clients all really, really value that their life transforms, not just personally, but their love life improves. They feel stronger and more confident in their clothes. They do better at work, because when you come to release and to love yourself unconditionally and to believe in yourself and to eat healthy and stay active, ooh, the body radiates. It's like life is good. And it expresses that to everyone around you. So everyone around you likewise will mirror that and express that same energy back to you. And that's the most rewarding of all, is to have your life and your body transform to that of your higher self and of your true, true heart's desires. And it, mostly, generally, it actually goes even beyond than what you thought could be possible. It's a magical way to live. It truly is.
Well, you've shared so much, and I love those examples, so thank you for sharing that. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about you and about what you have to offer?
Yes, I'd be happy to. You can reach me and contact me and learn more about my services at carolwhitaker.com, and that's CarolWhitaker. And if you want to email me personally, you can do it at info@carolwhitaker.com. And I have free gifts and I have tools and so forth on my website and my books on there as well that you can download and really take to heart what you're learning today and start to implement into your life.
Perfect. And we will put a link to your website on our website at eatgreatlivewellradio.com too. So they'll be able to, you know, listen to the interview again and also to get to your website. And I'd love to ask each of our guests if they could share one action item with our listeners that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and those they love. What would you recommend they do?
To look in the mirror daily, morning and night, and say, I love and believe in me. And do it with excitement and look yourself in the eye and just speak to yourself like you're your best friend. When you start doing that, belief is just a habitual thought you think over and over again. And when you do that morning and night, and every time, even if you see a reflection in the window or you look in the mirror of your car and you catch your eye or you're taking your makeup, look and say to yourself quietly to yourself, nobody has to hear you, and say, I love you and I believe in me. I'm amazing. Just say positive affirmations, and pretty soon that will truly become your belief system and override your limiting beliefs about yourself.
That's great. And we all spend so much time by the computer, so it might be an idea to put a mirror by your computer. I know people may laugh at me,
yes.
But, you know, just look in it and just remind yourself how special you are. I love that. So thank you so much for your time today, Carol,
thank you.
For all that you've shared.
My pleasure. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be on your show.
You're welcome. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me next week and each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthy relationship with food and yourself. Again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewell.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts about today's conversation. What was your big aha? What's your big takeaway? And what are you going to change about what you're doing? So have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.